Brighton Festival 2018.
From tonight at the Spire in Kemp Town, you can see Transformer. Scottish visual artist Robbie Thompson harnesses the power of the Tesla coil. That's the 19th century invention that first allowed us to see electricity dance. Earlier today, I went along to the Spire to find out more about this light and sound show.
My name is Robbie Thompson. I'm a visual and sound artist. I'm from Glasgow, and I'm down in Brighton Festival with my show called Transformer, which is spelled XFRMR, just to make it confusing for everybody. It's a show that's using a Tesla coil to make music, and making music with sparks and electricity and high voltages throwing around.
You offered to stop the sort of throbbing noise we had, but I quite enjoy that sound. Is that the Tesla just buzzing over?
No, these are the sounds that you probably hear when you walk into the show. So as well as the coil on stage, there's actually like a lot of synths and samples coming from a laptop as well that build the whole sound together. So it's a mixture of live sound coming from the Tesla coil itself and then some other electronic stuff that I've been working on and composing together.
So you got to the space a short time ago, a couple of hours ago now. How are you finding it here at the Spire?
Yeah, it's great. It's been super nice to come down. It's been a long time since I've been in Brighton, maybe like 10 years ago or something like that. So lovely to come down, and amazing crew at the Spire. It's sunny as well, so can't complain, you know.
You've got the cage there with the machine in the middle. Tell me a bit about what the audience can expect to see.
For people that maybe don't know what a Tesla coil is, a Tesla coil is a kind of electrical transformer that takes low voltages in and then makes a really high voltage, like kind of 250,000 volts, come out the top, and they make big sparks of electricity that obviously make sound as well as the lights. So that's the centerpiece for the show. That's hooked up to my computer and some music software that I use to control the frequency that the coil outputs, so you can make different tones with it. Some of them are really harsh industrial tones, other percussive or melodic, depending what I'm sending it. But it's all kind of filtered through this really electrical timbre that gives the Tesla coil its character, really. The show goes through a few different phases. Some parts of it are very harsh, industrial, quite intense. Other parts are much more melodic, and there's actually kind of, yeah, some bits where it's actually even possible to make this Tesla coil actually sound quite pretty, which is, not always the easiest thing to do with high voltage.
How difficult is it to get the sounds that you are aspiring to get?
It's a lot of trial and error, to be honest. So I have to sit in my studio, usually with my headphones on, because there's not really a volume control on the Tesla coil. It's a pretty loud instrument.
Yeah, do you have neighbours?
I'm in the middle of an industrial estate in Glasgow, so it's kind of all right, yeah. But yeah, so it's a lot of trial and error. The way that you send the audio to the coil, sometimes it will come out in ways that are really quite unexpected. So there's a lot of happy accidents that I've found, and different tones that I've come across that have then recorded and made sure I can reproduce them to put them back into the show. My background is mainly in visual art and theatre, but like I make techno and different electronic music as well, so it's kind of a bit of a fusion of my visual work and also my sound work in the show.
So when was your light bulb moment that you went, I know, I'm going to put a Tesla machine in a cage and make sounds?
Yeah, I'm not sure if there's the exact moment, but I think, yeah, I've definitely seen Tesla coils and seen high voltage effects in various science centres or in online and stuff like this. And I kind of then figured out that I knew that it was possible to make it musical in some way or another, and started researching and going into how to actually build it. And then at some point figured out that actually like I needed to get some help, because it's pretty hardcore kind of technically to build it.
How dangerous is the kit you've got?
It's kind of up for... I definitely wouldn't like to touch it. It's very high voltage, but it's very low current, so the chance of it actually being able to be lethal is small. It's also inside a Faraday cage, which actually mitigates like all the risks that are in it anyway. So my Faraday cage is a big steel cage that acts as an earth. So even if the coil's making a massive spark, it's not going to go outside of the cage, and that's where it goes to ground, which, yeah, keeps all the health and safety people happy generally when I'm doing a gig with it.
What do you expect from the audience? Is it sort of hushed shock and awe, or what normally tends to happen with an audience?
I've performed this in lots of different types of spaces. So I've performed it in clubs, I've performed it in sit-down theatres, and I've performed it like what tonight will be as a sort of stand-up gig. So there's definitely points that are a lot more experimental, that are maybe a bit more sitting and listening quite intently, and then there's other parts of it which are actually really rhythmic, and you know, when I'm doing it in a club, for example, people are actually dancing to it as well. So it's something that's got quite a lot of different phases and different movements that go throughout the piece, and so maybe there's something for everybody.
So it must be one of the fun things for you, seeing what do the audience react to? How are they going to get up and dance, or are they going to stay and contemplate, or all of the above?
Yeah, that's it. Well, I guess there's a lot to look at on stage as well, you know, so it's actually, yeah, it's quite a bit to take in. There's also projection mapping that's on the cage as well, and I work with the light designer Alice Black, who's done an amazing job in the church, and it's yeah, it's a really beautiful space to be in as well. So it should be a great venue for the show.
Great, Robbie, thanks very much, because I know I've interrupted you and you're setting up and rehearsing and getting it all ready. So thank you very much, and I hope the show's a great success. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I'm loving that hum. I'm sort of semi hypnotised here by it, but I'll let you go now. Thank you.
Cool. Thanks very much.
That hum is so hypnotising, isn't it?
I like it.
Yeah, but apparently that's just the machinery warming up, ticking over. So that was Robbie Thompson talking to me earlier about his piece Transformer, and that runs from Wednesday to Sunday at the Spire. Performances at 7:30 and 9:30 p.m.
And I'm glad you cleared up, actually, it's Transformer, not Exformer, because it's Exformer in the programme. And everyone was like, kind of like, is it Transformer or is it Exformer? So thank you very much for clarifying
but
that.
But I think it's worth saying again to people, if you're looking through the programme, it is the one that's called XFRMR.
Yeah.
And that is, he says, Transformer. And
yeah,
it obviously makes it an easy sell to people to understand what they're going to see. But XFMR is how it's spelt. But you say, of course you say, Transformer.
Yes, good. Well, I'm going to go and see it on Friday. You're going tonight?
I am going tonight. I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to it.
I really like it, that hypnotic kind of sound. I've actually been to the Tesla Museum in Belgrade, actually, in Serbia. Passing through Serbia, thought I'd pop into the Tesla Museum.
So, as you do.
More of that. So I'm looking forward to seeing Transformer there.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb. The only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival Hour.